Good morning. It's April 23rd, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the wake of Bitcoin's latest halving on April 20th, 2024, the cryptocurrency landscape is buzzing with activity, from soaring transaction costs to the rise of meme coins on Bitcoin's blockchain. This pivotal event, which saw the rewards for mining new Bitcoin halves, has historically been a catalyst for significant price movements and increased investor interest in the crypto space. The recent halving has not disappointed, triggering a surge in trading activity and pushing transaction fees to over $70 on average. A noteworthy development is the introduction of the Runes protocol on Bitcoin, enabling the creation of meme coins and contributing over $80 million in fees to miners. This has spotlighted Layer 2 solutions such as the Lightning Network, as the community seeks alternatives to mitigate the high costs of on-chain transactions. However, concerns are growing that the steep transaction fees could alienate users with smaller balances, and there are apprehensions about the potential compromise of sovereignty and anonymity with custodial Lightning solutions. As Bitcoin enters Epoch 5, the focus intensifies on the evolution of Layer 2 solutions and their capacity to address these challenges, shaping the future of Bitcoin's ecosystem. In the broader market, Bitcoin is currently trading at around $65,177.84, with Ethereum also seeing a price surge of 4% to approximately $3,163.71 following their respective halving events. The halving has also benefited related assets, notably boosting the values of crypto miners, Riot Platforms, CleanSpark, and Bitcoin investor MicroStrategy. Despite the bullish sentiment surrounding cryptocurrencies, investors are reminded to diversify their portfolios, as not all crypto stocks are deemed top buys by analysts, highlighting the volatile and unpredictable nature of the crypto market. As Tesla Incorporated gears up for its first quarter earnings release on April 23rd, all eyes are on the electric vehicle giant amidst a challenging period. With revenue estimates pegged at $22.34 billion and earnings per share expected to hit 51 cents, the stakes are high. The backdrop is a 15-month low for Tesla's stock, which recently fell 3.4% to close at $142.05, amidst Wall Street's anticipation of a slight revenue decline and an adjusted EPS of 50 cents. In response to market dynamics, Tesla has strategically reduced prices on several models in China and Germany, coupled with a global workforce reduction by 10%. CEO Elon Musk justifies these moves as necessary adjustments to align production with demand. This comes at a time when the electric vehicle market is witnessing growth, with EVs accounting for 14% of global new auto sales in 2022, despite Tesla's stock experiencing a downtrend, shedding 14% the previous week. Analysts are holding a cautious stance, maintaining a hold rating on Tesla stock. They express concerns over market complacency and the potential for further declines. However, the upcoming earnings call is seen as a pivotal moment for Tesla to address these investor concerns and to outline a clear growth strategy and future prospects. Adding to the mix, Tesla is rolling out its latest full self-driving software, V12.3.5, which marks a significant technological leap by eliminating over 300,000 lines of human-written code in favor of a neural network trained on real-world driving scenarios. Alongside, Tesla has also lowered the price of its FSD platform, offering one-month free trials and teasing the unveiling of its robotaxi platform in August. These developments underscore Tesla's ongoing innovation streak and its efforts to sustain its market leadership amidst growing competition and market uncertainties. In the dynamic world of cryptocurrency, this past week has been particularly eventful, showcasing significant milestones and developments across the board. From regulatory approvals to technological updates and market movements, let's dive into the details of these groundbreaking events. Hong Kong has officially entered the crypto ETF market, approving its first Bitcoin and Ethereum exchange-traded funds. This marks a significant leap forward in cryptocurrency acceptance within the region's financial systems, signaling a new era of institutional and retail investment opportunities in digital assets. Meanwhile, Ethereum's DeFi sector is witnessing a remarkable resurgence. The total value locked in DeFi protocols has soared past $100 billion, driven by innovative initiatives around Ethereum. This resurgence underscores the growing interest and investment in the decentralized finance ecosystem, highlighting its potential to redefine financial services. In the realm of market dominance, Binance continues to assert its position as the titan of the crypto market, now controlling a staggering 50% of the market share. This dominance reflects Binance's comprehensive suite of services and its pivotal role in the crypto economy's expansion. Solana has taken a significant step to address network congestion through the deployment of a critical update. This move aims to improve transaction reliability and enhance the developer experience on the blockchain, addressing one of the major challenges faced by blockchain networks today. The cryptocurrency world watched closely as the Bitcoin halving event unfolded, reducing miners' rewards by half. Historically, such events have been precursors to bullish cycles for Bitcoin's value, sparking speculation and interest in the potential for a new surge in price. The introduction of the Runes protocol has brought to light the challenges of network congestion on the Bitcoin blockchain, highlighting the complexities of scaling and innovation within the space. Lastly, XRP's staggering ascent of 1,500% over its 7 years of existence showcases a remarkable recovery and signals strong potential for future growth. This performance is a testament to the resilience and evolving nature of the cryptocurrency market. These developments represent a mix of regulatory progress, technological advancements, and market dynamics, reflecting the vibrant and ever-changing landscape of the cryptocurrency ecosystem. In a strategic pivot designed to capture more investors, Grayscale Investments, the titan of asset management, is introducing a novel investment vehicle, the Grayscale Bitcoin Mini Trust. This move not only underscores Grayscale's innovative approach in the crypto investment space, but also addresses investor demand for more accessible and cost-effective options. Grayscale's new mini Bitcoin ETF, dubbed the Grayscale Bitcoin Mini Trust, boasts an attractively low management fee of just 0.15% annually, setting a new benchmark for affordability in the sector. By seeding this ETF with a substantial 10% of the assets from its flagship GBTC product, which translates to 30,500 BTC, or approximately $2 billion, Grayscale is making a clear bid to appeal to long-term investors looking for lower-cost avenues into Bitcoin investment. This initiative comes at a crucial time for Grayscale, as it aims to mitigate the significant outflows from the GBTC by offering a more economically viable investment alternative. Meanwhile, the broader crypto investment landscape continues to evolve, with FTX auctioning off its remaining Solana tokens and a consortium of crypto VCs injecting $12 million into the meme coin Shiba Inu. Additionally, Bitcoin transaction fees have returned to their December levels after previously hitting record highs, indicating a stabilization in the market. The crypto community is also closely watching the SEC's upcoming decision on the approval of a spot ETH ETF in late May. There's a palpable tension regarding the potential legal implications if these ETFs are disapproved, highlighting the regulatory uncertainties still prevalent in the cryptocurrency market. Grayscale's launch of the Bitcoin Mini Trust could not only provide a new investment avenue, but also signal a broader shift in how digital assets are approached by institutional investors. In the dynamic world of cryptocurrency, Ripple's XRP is making headlines with a potential 26% surge by the end of April, bouncing back from a recent low. This movement comes amidst an ongoing legal tussle with the SEC and strategic sales to non-US institutional investors, setting the stage for a critical period in XRP's market journey. The backdrop of this potential surge is a complex interplay of legal challenges and strategic maneuvers. Ripple's ongoing battle with the SEC over regulatory classification and its targeted sales strategy to institutional investors outside the US are key factors injecting both uncertainty and anticipation into XRP's market outlook. Analysts are eyeing key resistance levels at 54 cents and 57 cents, with hopes that XRP might not only breach these barriers but also reclaim the 60 cents mark, should market conditions align favorably. However, they caution against overt optimism, pointing to bearish signals on both weekly and daily charts, with notable resistance pegged at 54.5 cents and 62 cents. The unfolding legal saga and looming regulatory clarifications are poised to significantly influence XRP's valuation. As the market stands, XRP is trading at 52.45 cents, marking a 4% increase over the last 24 hours, yet it records a 1.6% dip on a weekly basis. This volatility underscores the high-stakes environment Ripple navigates, with traders keenly watching for breakout or reversal opportunities amidst these fluctuations. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.